It is Thursday afternoon when KRVS presents From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque, reading works by writers from or inspired by Louisiana.
The first poem, Jean Lafitte at Bath, by Jack B. Bedell, from Bone Hollow True, New and Selected Poems. Jean Lafitte at Bath. I put my son to bath the other night and set about shaving for my next day's work. His load of toys seemed random at first glance. A few ships with crew, rubber alligators, a treasure chest of Mardi Gras doubloons. Nothing worth breaking the comfort of lather and blade until I heard my mother in his voice. He told himself the story of Jean Lafitte in the same words my mother had used for me. How the pirate sailed up Bayou Lafourche to hide his treasure from the English Navy, resting only on moonlit nights, tying his ship to the banks, his men pitching chicken ports in all directions to draw the alligators so no one could swim up on them as they slept. He poured these words without taking a breath, like the Frenchman's freedom meant something to us all, like the victory of watching the English sails wander aimlessly around Grand Isle was our own treasure to share coin by coin. He ordered his men to leave food and clothes at every dock just to make it so. I didn't even have to turn around to feel the pirate's sunrise on my neck, to see my son's blue eyes glimmer at the shore, as the trapper's daughters stepped toward him, giggling, his ship making its way to open waters, that Frenchman's treasure safe and glistening as it fell straight from my mother's hands to his. And the second poem by Jack B. Bedell from Bone Hollow True, New and Selected Poems, published by Texas Review Press, One Morning Over Dove. My wife is not afraid of blood or knives. She spent all morning cleaning the doves brother and I swept from the soybean fields beside our land. She scrapes the hearts and livers out with her fingers into a bowl and piles the rest of the birds onto the table. By the time I step out back to stow the shotguns, she's already filled a pail with meat for the week's stew and wants to talk of love and children and time. The whole while she builds a stain on her forehead, brushing away a hair that interrupts important points of room temperatures and ovulations. I wipe down my 20-gauge and wonder at the tenderness she holds in her voice while elbow-deep in gore. The space between her words and mine is enough to register desire, and more than enough for her to clean two doves, reaching her fingers into their chests, popping the meat out with a subtle snap.
Join KRVS each Thursday afternoon for From the Poet's Bookshelf with Louisiana poet Darryl Bourque.